Now, I had a feeling this was going to happen. Oatlands Golf Club has rejected a proposed memorial dedicated to four Sydney children killed by a drunk and drugged up driver. Anthony, Angelina, Sienna and Veronique died while going to buy an ice cream in Oatlands. The spot where they passed away is on the outskirts of the Oatlands golf course, and their families want to build a memorial. At a recent club board meeting, two designs were knocked back. The golf club general manager, Sam Howe, says they're too big. He says the memorial must be of an appropriate scale so that neighbours and first responders are not reminded of the tragedy on a daily basis. The larger design is about 1 metre high, 6 metres long, 4 metres deep. It only impacts 5 metres of bush on the edge of the golf course. The grieving families have offered to foot all costs and even fund scholarships for young golfers. When we first told you about this 2 weeks ago, we were treading very gently because I didn't want to upset any of the negotiations. I was aware already that the golf club was stalling the family, but in the interest of trying to achieve some kind of resolution, I was treading very gently when I raised this a few weeks ago. And I'm really disappointed that the Oatlands Golf Club has not found a way forward. I would talk to the families about it this morning, but they are too upset to come on the radio. Well, the Abdullah family has been to hell and back. We all know that here in Sydney. Three beautiful children and their beautiful cousin mowed down on the side of the road while they were out to buy an ice cream. The last thing they need is another fight. But that's what they're dealing with at the moment. A year on from their loss, the family wants to build a memorial to the children. Sienna, Angelina, Anthony and Veronique. It would be built on the outskirts of the Oatlands Golf Club. The memorial would span the area where the children spent their final moments. It would stand about waist height, 6 to 8 metres long, 3 to 4 metres deep. It's not small, but there's a reason for that, because the children were found in an area over several metres. The family doesn't want golf carts driving over the area where their children passed away. The family has offered to pay for it. They've offered to fund 40 golf scholarships too, but the golf club so far has said no. They've rejected the proposal. As a compromise, the club is happy to settle for something smaller. But at the moment, we're at a stalemate. And we told you this was coming. When we first raised this 2 weeks ago, we were careful with our language. We were hoping that common sense and love would prevail. Now it's time to get a move on. And it's not just up to the Oatlands Golf Club. They have been in talks with the family for 9 months. The local member Jeff Lee and Parramatta Council, they're involved as well. According to the club, they had agreed to a smaller design, but it was then changed to a bigger one, which they have blocked. The Oatlands Golf Club assures me they have acted in good faith. Others have a different take. So let's drop the blame game and get some teamwork happening. Oatlands Golf Club, Parramatta Council and the local MP Jeff Lee, book a room, organise a meeting and don't leave until you've sorted this out.